In its report, Citizen Action of Wisconsin notes the large concentration of state employees in Madison creates a big purchasing pool. This, along with competitive bidding by insurers, most likely is why health premiums in Madison have increased less than the national average. Not so in other parts of the state. Green Bay had the highest rate of health care inflation of any major metro area, followed by Appleton and Oshkosh. Democratic Representative Kathleen Bineout says the cost comparison shows there's a huge disparity in what companies are charging. The next step is to figure out what's driving the regional differences.
We need to understand why before we can understand what we need to do about it.
Bineout supports universal coverage, along with Madison Senator Mark Miller. He argues such a plan would control the kind of hyperinflation that's occurring in health care. He says businesses can't afford ever-increasing premiums, and the state can't afford to lose business.
This makes Wisconsin very uncompetitive in terms of attracting business, creating jobs, the kind of wages that businesses can pay their employees if they have to pay higher costs for health care.
Citizen Action of Wisconsin says the state's health insurance rates have increased 30% faster than the national average. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.